A reading from Matthew 6, 31-33. So do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?" For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
In the 19th century, there was a philosopher named Bentham. And he was what they called a utilitarian philosopher. Everything was practical application. And Charles Dickens wrote a novel called Hard Times, which I think was not satirizing, but basically attacking the Benthamite philosophy. And really what it was reduced to is a society that feeds its people and clothes its people is a good society, and there's nothing more to it because we are what we eat and what we drink. That's it. And it's so contra what Jesus is saying here. But this is the philosophy that led to the 20th century and led to some of the mayhem that was World War I and was World War II. If you know what was behind those wars, they were not just economic, or they weren't just about territory. They were about a philosophy that had grown up during the Enlightenment, found its foundation in the 19th century, and its application in the 20th century through those wars.
That is interesting, because when you think about it, people who have a lot to eat and drink and the best clothes are not always the most satisfied people. That utilitarian approach leaves you always wanting. And Jesus gives a different approach. He says, seek something of higher value. Seek my kingdom and seek the Father's righteousness, his goodness, his perfection. And then all of a sudden these other things are given back to you as well. He's not saying you're going to have them in abundance more than anyone else, but in saying that you will get these things back, I get the feeling is now you'll taste your food again, and now you'll be thankful for what you have to drink, and there'll be a sense of appreciation for the things that God has given you, whether it's a little or a lot. There'll just be a sense of ease in your life because you're seeking the right things.
After Jesus has been in the wilderness for 40 days and Satan comes in and senses weakness, or wants to test for weakness so that he can overcome Jesus with his hunger. Jesus actually quotes from Deuteronomy 8:3, when he counters what he has been offered, which is bread, he counters Satan with, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Bentham rejected the second part. He said that man does live on bread alone. And oftentimes in our cultural, political sphere, if we can only feed the people, and in Rome they said, well, it's not only bread, they need circuses too. But Jesus is saying something profoundly important, which is, every word that comes from the mouth of God.
It's a recognition that God is the provider beyond yourself, and to have this level of trust in him. For the Israelites, using the passage from Deuteronomy 8:3, there's a mention to manna, that God gave them what they needed for every day. And Jesus brings that into the spiritual world and says, if we will hunger after the right things, all the other hungers will line up and be tempered in the right way.